With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Many growers who were feeling like Congress and the USDA had left them out of the coronavirus food assistance program can now breathe a sigh of relief. Financial relief for apple, potato, and other growers. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the USDA last week announced the adjustments as well as some clarification to the language that had felt a little skewed.
The original language did not, in all practicality, allow their participation in the program. So this will open it up to be more beneficial to them. So good news today.
In the beginning, Newhouse says we were making up the rules as we went along.
So when the original package was passed, I think the intention was to address immediate concerns that were known at the time, understanding that as, you know, last spring, we didn't know how long this was going to pack the country, what the long-term impacts would be.
So Newhouse says it was incomplete.
And so we passed the first package kind of with the understanding that there potentially should be more that we'll have to do to respond to some of the longer-term impacts that were unknown.
Bottom line, Newhouse says.
And so that's generally, I think, where the conversation is. We're kind of trying to understand what those impacts are, what the impacts to markets have been, the lost income, increased costs.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the CFAP changes and what it looks like moving forward. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.